This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Yeah, I haven't even really had the chance to process this. I'm just thinking about, I was planning on being here tomorrow. So just letting Scott and handle that this offseason. I haven't even really thought about it. I was being serious when I said that earlier during the year. I wanted to focus on baseball, competing and winning. Been fortunate enough to win a lot here over the last 9 years, and it's been an honor to play in front of these fans and compete for the city.
I would say Bregman wound up having the type of season where most Astro fans at the right price would like Alex Bregman back for a long time. You know, for, you know, 5-6 years, whatever.
Yeah,
that is.
You know what? I bet it's more split. You should do a Pender poll on this.
I think I will.
Do a Pender poll and give the Matt Chapman contract
as the baseline.
Right. Because I do think it's, you know, let's not forget the various times where the majority of the fan base seems out on Bregman when he goes through his long droughts. Because they're long. When he has a drought, he doesn't. They're like Dust Bowl era droughts when he has droughts. So with Bregman, you're kind of a prisoner of the moment a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. So you see MVP caliber Bregman for a little while, and then all of a sudden you see bottom of the barrel, never defensively, but bottom of the barrel offensively Bregman.
Offensively, for sure.
So I wonder, I wonder right now, coming off of...
He was so bad early this year.
He was awful.
He's a notoriously slow starter.
Brandy. Brandy, that's the one drop Brandy doesn't like, because she's afraid that people don't realize she was making fun of me.
That's not her voice.
She was sticking up for Bregman,
That's Brandy in person. Play one more time, Ben, to be clear. For everybody who has heard that before or hasn't heard it before and just doesn't know the backstory, this is Brandy impersonating Seth very sarcastically.
Oh, he's a notoriously slow starter.
I never thought that there might be people who think that's my wife's real voice.
She sounds hot.
He must have known her in high school. Boy, it's very loyal for him to stick by her all these years.
A lot to make up for that voice. That's funny. So let's hear more from Alex Bregman. He just said, we're letting Scott do his thing. Scott is Scott Boras. That's his agent. He's going to let him handle that. Bregman says he would like to stay in Houston.
We'll see what happens. I mean, I'm going to let Scott and the team handle that. And obviously, it's... free agency, and I've never experienced that before, and I'll let him and all the teams handle that.
You know, it's interesting with his relationship with Scott Boras, his agent. Remember, Bregman signed that extension and then fired his agent, so his agent keeps getting the commission from that contract. Boras has been his agent unpaid for multiple years now. So is I don't think you make a move like that where after you sign an extension that, you know, took away your free agency opportunity as early as it could be.
Maybe some security.
Yeah, but then you go and fire the guy that got you that extension and then hire a guy who is most notable and or notorious for getting huge free agency signings without having an eye towards free agency.
Alex has a goal.
Alex, right. I'll be very surprised if he does not test free agency just because this has been multiple years in the making. Now, on the flip side of the coin, it's not like having Scott Boras as your agent doesn't mean that you're going to test free agency. We've seen twice now Altuve take extensions with Scott Boras as his agent. We saw Matt Chapman, the other third baseman who was represented by Scott Boras, take an extension without testing free agency.
Yep.
It just feels like the way that Bregman did all of this, that he was pot committed from the get-go in hiring Scott Boras. Now, maybe I'm completely wrong on that, but that's just what it feels like.
No, if you're reading the tea leaves, if you had to bet, I would bet on the guy firing his agent and hiring Boris to have some sort of goal in mind.
And now where you're a month away from free agency and there's no threat of injury or anything, it would be really weird if he signed an extension before free agency.
Yeah, unless they just money whipped him, you know what I mean? I don't think the Astros are going to do that.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to do that. So I put up the poll per your request, Pender poll for Astro fans. Would you give Alex Bregman the Matt Chapman contract? Okay. 6 years, $151 million. 4 votes in.
Oh,
3 yeses, 1 no.
Ooh, that's the same as...
I expect several hundred
votes. That's Anthony Richardson's passing performance from last week. He was 3 for 4.
I love how fixated you are on his completion percentage.
You know what? I was surprised. His completion percentage right now, I think it is above 50%. Just based on that 1 3 out of 4 performance.
Really? Well, he was right at 50%.
He was right because he was a little bit below 50% in the Texans game.
9 of 19 against the Texans, and he was exactly 50%.
Okay, so that 3 of 4, that one completion.
Got him over the top, yeah.
Made him. Good for you, Anthony Richardson.
Good job, A. Rich.
He'll get to 51% someday.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's at 50.6% right now.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to hold off on updating you on these results. I'm going to give this poll like an hour to simmer.
Okay.
And then have you guess.
You
where
said
you
usually
think.
After about an hour, it.
Yeah, you get it, to you get to a few hundred votes
that.
And
yeah.
It kind of.
Sample size is okay.
Yeah, yeah, it kind of holds form. I'm looking at it now. Like, clearly 4 votes were too few to draw any conclusions, mm-hmm. It would appear. Let's hear from Jose Altuve. Supremely confident, it would appear, delusional perhaps, that Alex Bregman is going to be coming back. Now, other than Bregman's family, nobody spends more time with Alex Bregman than Jose Altuve and his teammates.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's been around Bregman longer in this organization than Jose Altuve. Jose Altuve does not want to think about yesterday being Bregman's last game.
I don't want to get to the idea of thinking about last game with Breggy. Like I said 2 weeks ago, I'm pretty confident that he's going to be our third baseman next year. We have to. He's... You know, we're not going to be the same organization without him. So, in my mind, there's not a chance that this is the last game.
In my mind, there's not a chance. Okay, so you brought up the Kubler-Ross 5 stages of grief
stages
scale.
Stages of grief. Grief.
This is... yes. Stage 1 is denial, right?
Yeah.
Stage 1 is denial. That is clear denial right there.
You know what?
I don't want to think about it. I choose to believe he's going to be
okay,
with us.
This is the thing that I've been trying to evaluate with a lot of the things that Astros have said about Alex Bregman is, all right, are they betraying any knowledge that they might have? Are they betraying that they, like, are they showing that they might have some inside knowledge or info about it? Like, which is dicey because it's what you don't want to hurt the guy's negotiating stance or anything.
No, but this is the second time Altuve's done
right,
this.
Right, but there's nothing that I've read from Altuve in the way he says it that sounds like, oh yeah, there's something in the works.
He's
and
a
it's
plant.
Probably going to happen. It feels more like how he feels about it emotionally.
Yeah.
But also, who knows? I don't know if Altuve operates this way or not, but maybe in whatever subtle way he can, putting some pressure on the organization. Sending a message to the organization that, like, hey, we really, really care about this
guy. I got 4 more cuts. You want to make a determination on this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does he have inside info?
Here is, or is he putting pressure on the organization?
Yeah.
Here's Jose Altuve saying Bregman has earned a big contract.
He means a lot. He gave a lot to this organization, so now it's time for us to... as a team, as an organization, to pay him back and make him stay here.
That's putting pressure on him.
That's
putting pressure on him.
That's a strong 8 seconds
and
from Altuve right
there.
If
there is any insider info that he has, it almost feels like he feels like Bregman's not going to be here.
Do we recall Altuve ever saying anything like that about Springer?
About what the organization
needs Correa,
to do. Right. No,
or
I think
Cole.
In my mind,
loves Justin Verlander.
Please, listeners, fact check me on this, because in my mind, it's always been the diplomatic, like, yeah, hey, you know, it is what it is. The business being the business, and guys are going to do whatever. Like, I don't ever recall him speaking kind of this passionately about retaining
a
guy.
He's basically telling Jim Crane what to do right there, almost.
Mm.
Play that one more time, Ben. It's a short one. Bregman has earned the big contract. Here, tell us again, Jose, one more
time. He means a lot. He gave a lot to this organization, so now it's time for us to, as a team, as an organization, to pay him back and make him stay here.
It's time to pay him back and make him stay here.
Yeah.
That's pretty emphatic.
Make him stay here. Sounds like he's strong-arming Bregman on this, too. He might be.
This is saucy Altuve, man.
This is Altuve.
This is the Altuve that gets ejected from games.
Yeah, this is Altuve injecting himself into Middle East foreign policy. He's like, hey, listen, you two. This is simple. I don't want to hear about how difficult it is.
Enough with the missiles.
We're going to get in a room together and we're going to fix this thing. That always works out well. But it does. It feels like he's saying to both parties there,
right.
Listen, Breggy.
Yeah.
Listen, Crane.
Yeah.
You figure this out.
Okay.
And then he refers to himself in the third person. Jose Altuve does not want to be playing baseball next year without Alex Bregman.
That would be something. If Altuve, that would be the last step. Altuve referring to himself in the third person.
Yeah.
All right, you want some more Altuve? I got more Altuve for you. He thinks that Bregman is the one that is going to end the run of free agents leaving the team.
Obviously, a lot of great players came here from minor league, and they had to go to another team. But I'm pretty, like I said, again, confident that Breggy's going to stay here. He's our leader. He's our, probably one of our best players in franchise history. So he deserves to stay here.
I'll tell you what, we still have two more Altuve cuts to play. Three cuts in, he is painting the organization into a corner right now. Altuve is.
He's pitting himself against the organization.
In a way, he is. Yeah. I don't want to overstate it or get too hyperbolic about
it.
But this is the strongest opinions that Jose Altuve has ever had.
This is Altuve. He's been ejected from games three times
this
year. Was it three times? This is spicy Altuve.
Right.
This is the version of Altuve we haven't seen.
Right.
I think this is almost like grumpy old man Altuve this year.
Yes.
He gets ejected on the reg. He's telling Jim Crane basically, listen, this guy's staying here.
Right.
You're gonna figure it out.
You can't eject me. And if you eject me, you owe me $150 million.
Yeah.
You want two more?
Yeah, I'm getting into it.
All right, let's go.
I was kind of on the fence about Bregman and how they should handle him myself, but now I'm scared of Altuve.
No, Altuve's got me completely gaslit right now. I'm bringing Bregman back.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, I'm all in. $40 million a year for 12 years, Alex Bregman. here's Altuve. Once again, saying Bregman should never play with another team.
I think I'm not saying anything that is not true. I think he deserves someone. It can be me as other player to talk like him, and you know, because he's, like I said, he's our leader. Since the day he got here, the whole organization changed in a better direction. He made this team way better. So, like I said, I think there is a hopefully a big chance for him to stay here, and not only that, to retire here.
Yeah, he's never been close to this level of adamant
on anything.
On a potentially departing free agent. No.
Yeah. And that's fine.
I'm not.
None of us have been clamoring for hot takes by Altuve or anything like that.
Altuve's had enough, and he's not going to take it anymore.
Well,
he's drawing a firm line.
There is this. Altuve is what, 34 years old now? Going to be 35. And I know he's won a couple championships. He'll walk into the Hall of Fame, despite all the trash can stuff. He will be a Hall of Famer. But you like those parades, man. You like winning those rings. And the more rings you win, the higher you're thought of as an individual, and the organization is more well thought of, and you want to keep the dynasty going. Altuve doesn't have that many more. You know, he's only got so many more looks at this thing.
Yeah.
You know, at age 34, 35.
But then we also fall into that category of aging great players and their managerial decisions, whether it be LeBron James or anybody else. Sometimes they let their personal biases and feelings start to seep in more than they
should. I'm fine with this one.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Based on, honestly, Bregman's value as a leader and as the ultimate kind of Astros mentality that sustained them through that run.
And what's the plan B? What's the plan B if Bregman leaves?
Yeah.
You're going to get significantly worse at third base.
Mm-hmm.
I feel strongly about that.
Altuve could say, like, hey, did you see me in the field yesterday? You want more of that? You're like, I cannot be, out there in an infield that includes me and some other guy like me.
How funny would that be? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. We can't. Yeah, we cannot have two of the other two of the three non first basemen not be able to throw to first base.
You guys want me playing third base? Come on.
Last one from Altuve. He said he had a moment with Bregman after the game, and told Bregman, "You're coming back."
I said everything that I said about him and the kind of player and person he is, would be, like I said, heartbroken. And I'm, you know, just putting on my mind that I'm going to play with him next year. I told him as soon as the game was over that he's coming back, and you know, now it's time to make it happen.
He told him he's coming back.
I mean, Altuve is just bossing everybody.
You're coming back. He's going to
train. You're going to pay him. Bregman, you're coming back. Dana, you look nice in that suit right there.
I wonder if this different version of Altuve that we've seen this
bossy
year.
Altuve.
I can see him walking into a boardroom in a $5,000 suit and just laying down how it's going to be. You know, like, this is it. And then I'll have a good PowerPoint presentation.
For sure he will. Yeah, no.
He's more image-focused than statistical.
Most soft-spoken, bossy person I've ever heard.
You know who he is? He's Gus in...
Breaking Bad?
In Breaking Bad.
Gus Fring. Yeah.
That was the guy, right? The guy that owned the chicken
Poyos
joints?
Poyos Hermanos? Yes.
Yeah, who he is. He's Gus. He's understated, but scary AF.
Hope it ends better for him than it did for Gus.
And it's like the Terminator. Made of flesh and
bone. I like Altuve's face just the way it is. Spoiler alert.
Go Menendez brothers.
Oh, my God. All right, so of all those cuts we just played, which was the bossiest of Altuve? When he in 8 seconds, basically told the organization he's earned the big contract. Bregman ends the run of free agents playing.
I think the cut six, I think.
Cut six?
Bregman should never play
with
another team.
Okay, play. So this is, we vote this one the bossiest of bossy Altuve, right?
I think I'm not saying anything that is not true.
Passive aggressive.
Someone, it can be me as other player, to talk like him. And, you know, because he's, like I said, he's our leader. Since the day he got here, the whole organization changed in a better direction. He made this team... way better. So, like I said, I think there is a hopefully a big chance for him to stay here, and not only that, to retire here.
Okay. That one actually might not have been the most forceful.
I think the short one was where he just basically said, you got to pay the man.
He means a lot. He gave a lot to this organization. So now it's time for us to, as a team, as an organization, to pay him back and make him stay here.
Yeah, quick, that's where
point.
He's like, he saw what...
it is time.
When he saw the, how effective Bagwell's strategy of basically saying what the team needs to do was. So he's going to take that strategy.
Yep.
Okay, in the very small circle of Hall of Fame and Hall of Fame caliber players on the Astros, when I start talking about what the team needs to do, Jim Crane listens.
The texts are very good. Someone said, this is the James Harden version of Altuve.
When Harden
sits down, like, we're just not very good.
Well, no. It's when Russell Westbrook needs to be the guy.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the downside of
yeah.
that, is that when James Harden took over, he basically blew up the team. Yeah, get rid of this Chris Paul weirdo.
Who I wanted two years ago.
Yeah, who I wanted before, but now I want Russell Westbrook, which will lead to us getting rid of Clint Capella, and then I'm going to want out ASAP.
Oh.
Yeah, for him to be the James Harden version, it would have to be that Bregman re-signs, and then Bregman goes into a tank forever, but then Altuve ejects himself somehow.
Yeah, Altuve gets traded to the Yankees.
Yeah, dude, don't you ever bring up James Harden's name and Altuve's at the same time.
I disagree.
And remember, you know who had done a couple of extensions without drama? James Harden.
James Harden
James Harden, the consummate team player, didn't make any drama, just kept extending Rockets for life. Yeah.
Text in. All right, we'll do a check-in on the poll I put up. Would you bring Bregman back at 6 years, $151 million. That's the Matt Chapman contract. First quarter report card for the Houston Texans. We're 4 games in. I did mine on the Houston Press yesterday. I want to see if Professor Seth is a harder grader than I am for some of these key positions for the Texans. We will get to that coming up next.